Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of my new show, Thinking Outside the Fence. My name is Joe Baker and I'm your host. Before I get started, I want to take a few seconds to tell you what this podcast show is all about. Unlike other podcast shows that glorify the criminal lifestyle or feed into the negative stereotypes about incarcerated citizens, I will be focused on how family and friends of the incarcerated can help their loved ones have a positive, productive, and safe experience on the inside. From the very beginning of my incarceration, I never believed that I had to do my time the way everyone else was doing their time. I believe then and now that I had to do the time and not let the time do me. So with that said, I'm going to talk about seven things that I have done consistently during my almost 30 years of incarceration that have helped me maintain my sanity and think outside the fence. The first thing I want to talk about is submitting to God and having a God-conscious mentality. Thinking of others before yourself, being selfless and not selfish, believing that no matter what the situation, God is in control, having the mindset that God is in control of everything, allowing the good and bad to happen allows you to see life from a spiritual, more meaningful viewpoint, giving you the strength to understand that there is a lesson to be learned from every situation, giving you the opportunity to progress in your walk with God. Opening your heart and mind to forgive others even when you don't fully understand the pain you're feeling because ultimately God is in charge. The second thing on the list is accepting responsibility. Accepting responsibility requires you to stop blaming others for your actions. No excuses. You can't blame anyone that testified against you. You can't blame anyone that turned you in. You can't blame the police, the DA, the judge, or the jury for bringing you to justice. You can't blame anyone but yourself. This combined with your God consciousness will give you a clear picture of your situation. It's only when your vision becomes clear that you are able to see a way out. The third thing on the list is making amends. When you talk to your loved ones about making amends, you have to be firm with them because a lot of times we don't see or believe that we owe certain people an apology, but that's not true. Anyone that was directly or indirectly affected by our behaviors owed an apology, starting with God. Then our victims, their families, our families, the community. Tell them not to worry if no one accepts their apology. That's between them and God. Everyone is on a journey. But you have to make the effort. Be careful because in Tennessee, it's illegal to contact your victims. You can go to theapologyproject.com. It's a website I started to help incarcerated citizens apologize online, and it's free. But make sure, however, whatever, in any way that you can legally, reach out and try to apologize to all the people that you think and believe that were affected by your crimes. The next thing you should be telling your loved ones to do is to forgive themselves. This is very critical because the shame, guilt, and embarrassment associated with not forgiving yourself, create the chains that bind us to the negative behavior that got us into this mess we're in. It makes us believe that we don't deserve the love and grace God would shower us with if we only let Him. If they don't free themselves from these chains, they will ultimately go back to the negative behavior. The fifth thing on the list is reclaiming their confidence. What do I mean by that? Reclaiming their confidence is having a positive, affirming state of mind about themselves, believing in themselves. It's refusing to allow what they did define who they are. It doesn't matter that they are in prison. It doesn't matter that they have a record. What matters is that they know that they are better than what they did. They are a child of God. The next thing on the list, finding their purpose. Now the fun begins. This is where they reconnect to the world, using their God-given talents, allowing God to work in their lives, adding to their testimony of triumph in His name, showing the world that God is not locked out or in by a prison fence, showing the world that God can move mountains and open gates. For me, it's this podcast and my books. For them, it may be something different. Whatever it is, help them find it. Help them to transcend the ugliness that they are in. Whatever talent or skill they have, whatever they enjoy doing, 9 times out of 10, that's their purpose. Convince them that they can continue doing it with your help. This is where you and them have to learn to think outside the fence. This brings me to the final thing on the list, living forgiven. Living forgiven is about not looking back. It's about not forgetting the past, but not living in it either. It's about believing that God has forgiven you. Living forgiven means changing the way you live. When they live forgiven, they no longer live a criminal lifestyle. It's about doing God's will. Plain and simple. This concludes my first show. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or concerns that you would like my advice on, please email me at joetbaker67@gmail.com and I'll do my best to help you. Thank you for listening, and until next time, keep thinking outside the fence.